It's yours, Varsha.
And Mega.
And welcome back to another episode of RMV.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in for today's episode.
We're actually doing a bonus episode just because it's Christmas and the new year. This episode is very special to us because this is the first ever episode we recorded on camera. And for people who are listening to on audio and not watching us on YouTube, I actually have Thinkerbus stickers on the background and Mega has like a photo frame. And
yeah, I just have like a purple wall, a white closet.
Really aesthetic. Her room is actually pretty aesthetic, but in the background it's
kind of.
Yeah.
So those of you who want to watch our video, go. The link will be in the description for our YouTube channel, so make sure to check that out. To start the episode, let's talk about Christmas since it's right around the corner. I think the day we're recording is it's actually the 21st, I believe. So we have 5 days before Christmas. So how are you feeling, Marcia?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. Like, I'm not that excited because, you know, it's COVID. And I actually heard on the news that UK, the United Kingdom, locked down again because there's like a new virus, apparently. Like,
yeah, it's actually.
I got so scared. And some people, like, I think one scientist hypothesized that 2020 was just a teaser, y'all. 2021 is where we actually suffer more. And I'm just like, oh no, like, what are we gonna expect in 2021 now? Because, you know, United Kingdom, like, UK is literally
spreading.
Worst situation ever. And so.
Yeah, actually on Twitter, I saw it was called COVID-20. There's like people were saying like, oh, COVID-19 renewed for another season. It's COVID-20 now. I'm like, oh my God.
Exactly. So like Christmas, yeah, I love, you know, Christmas is like a, you know, we're all spirited, you know. I actually was going to go to Christmas in the park. And so this year it's special because you can go through the drive-in. It's like a drive-through kind of thing. And you just sit in the car, obviously you're not stepping out.
Oh, that's so cool, yeah.
Yeah, and so you see a lot of lights. And apparently like they actually spend millions of dollars on it. Like all the lights, putting everything. Mm-hmm. And it looks super amazing. Like it looks so pretty. Everything is just nice. And it's only for like 15 minutes.
Because
it's really quick, right? You just go, come back, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was actually looking forward to that, but all the tickets were sold out, and apparently like a lot of people booked advanced tickets in September, so we didn't really thought about that. We didn't even know that it happened this year, so like I was like, oh, it's fine, you know, I'm just gonna spend some time with my family and, you know, watch some Christmas movies. So what about you, Mega?
Yeah, I've been like, this year especially, I've been like waiting for Christmas. You know, usually like I'll be like, oh, I know it's Christmas, yay. But like this year I've been like wanting Christmas to come by. Like I've seen like, you know, so many Christmas, you know, feeling, you know, hot chocolate, getting together with family, friends. Obviously we can't do that, but this is the feeling of Christmas. I've been like waiting since the summer. So I'm really excited for that. And this, just the feeling, you know, it's so different when you put the lights and the Christmas tree. It's like a whole different kind of vibe. And I really like this. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're all hoping for the best. You know, we really want, you know, everyone in the world wants this to go away and bring life back to normal. And, you know, I think hopefully life does go back to normal next year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after the news that came out from UK, I got really, like, really sad and upset. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just have to work together, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, we also have, like, a lot of brilliant scientists and, like, you know, healthcare workers there, working day and night, you know, just saving lives. And they've been going through a lot of tough times because, you know, the people, like some doctors they've created, like they immediately died, and like it's so hard. But yeah, you know, all is well, you know, just hope for the best. And yeah, we just have to leave it that way and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Well said, Marcia. moving on, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Do you have like a favorite movie that you watch every single year or something like that?
I like Home Alone. I used to love Home Alone when I was young. Like I always loved watching it. Like even if it's not Christmas, I used to watch it. But when it was Christmas, I feel like, I think Home Alone is the best movie to watch
because for sure, yeah.
I feel the spirit and like it's super funny, and like I think it's a great movie to like watch like the whole series.
Yeah.
I was like in my history class last week. We watched The Grinch Who Stole Christmas or something.
Grinch Who Stole, yes, yeah.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. And we watched that, like the old version, not the new version, the animated one. I like the animated version too. It's pretty cute. The old version is also really nice.
Yeah.
Movie. What about you?
Home Alone, same thing. I also like Elf. That's also really good.
Elf, yeah.
Yeah, or like any Christmas movie, honestly. We have Polar Express. My mom loves Polar Express. We always watch Polar Express. We bought the movie, so that's one movie that we watched.
Polar Express, yeah. Polar Express is a really good movie because I actually watched that while growing up, so it's really
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Yeah, when I was younger, I'd be like, we would watch Polar Express so often. I was like,
Polar Express.
But like now, Polar Express is really good. Like, I love it. It's such a cute movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about what are some favorite traditions you have.
We don't have that many traditions, honestly. Like, we, you know, just like mostly you spend time with family, you know, giving presents, getting presents, kind of type of thing. Do you have any traditions?
To be honest with you, I actually do not celebrate Christmas. Like, the pre-COVID times, like, we used to go to other people's houses and like we celebrate Christmas there, and like we don't really do gift to anything, exchanging gifts. Like, it's so rare that we ever do. Like, some of our family members, like some families, like they do like Secret Santa. They like used to do that. Like, I think it was called, like, I forgot the name, but there's like so many Christmas, like it's like Secret Santa, but it's like another version of it. And so they used to do, like, those families, like, they did that. But then for us, like, it's not really, like, my parents are like, you know, we're not really Christian, so, like, why, you know? So I was like, we kind of celebrate it. I would say kind of. Like, my mom makes, like, this cake, Christmas cake, and we just cut it out. And then that, we put the Christmas tree. I guess those are just some traditions.
Yeah, yeah, same. We don't do a huge...
Nothing extra, I would say.
Yeah, just like mostly just spending time with family and friends. I think that's...
Yeah, but I feel like Christmas is like, it's not really, like, it is religious, but like, I feel like it's just, you know, it's a holiday that everyone celebrates, no matter what race you are, no matter who you are, you still celebrate it. And so for us, it's like that.
Yeah, so like Christmas actually gives an important message for everyone, you know, to spend time with people. And it's all about, you know, love. So I think that's the most important.
Yeah, it's a really remarkable thing. And I feel like during these times, you know, it's a great way to, like, you know, have hope and, like, pray for the best, you know?
Yeah. Christmas miracles, you know, they happen.
Yeah, they do happen, like, if you believe in them. Like, speaking of belief, Mega, when was the time you first realized that Santa's not real?
Well, I don't have any crazy story, really. You know how, like, some people, you know, find the presents or something. No, like, I was always, I don't know when, maybe first grade, no, third grade, I don't know. But, like, I was always suspicious. Like, I never really thought, you know, Santa was real. Then I just straight up asked my dad, and I kept on bugging him and pressuring him. And then he's like, you know what? Yeah, fine. Santa's not real. I'm like, oh, okay. That was my story. What about you?
Yeah, for me, it wasn't the same as you said. For me too, like, I honestly didn't ask anyone. It's kind of like I just figured it out all myself as time grew by. Like, and also, like, as I said, like, we don't really exchange gifts, so like I didn't never, you know, ask my parents, like, oh, why aren't you giving me gifts? So like, why didn't Santa give me gifts? Like this year, like, I guess my mom, like, brought me, like, some, like, just two, like, I just, it was like Thanksgiving sale, so she was like, this is your Christmas present, right? So I was like, oh, thanks, you know, that's really nice of them to, like, buy me that. Like, I actually chose the two, like, it's like two tops that I bought. So yeah, so like when I was young, like, I didn't really think, I actually thought Santa was actually just like, oh, does he actually live in the North Pole? Like, oh, does he have reindeer? And I usually, like, when I was small, I always, like, my sister and I, we wouldn't even sleep. Like, my sister slept, but like I would just, like, wait and wait, like, oh my god, I have to see where Santa is. And then, like, I literally look out the window. And
yeah, there's also those trackers. You know the Santa trackers? If you just go on Google and say Santa tracker, there's, like, it'll say, like, oh, Santa's in this continent. Santa's in this continent.
Oh, really? Yeah. I know that. Yeah.
That's what I would do. Like, I would do it and see, like, oh, Santa's gonna come. I have to go to sleep.
Go to sleep. I know. It's really, really, like, funny. But, like, I feel like it's nice, too, like, that people actually... Like, small kids, it's really nice for small kids to, like, believe in it, and, like, there's nothing wrong in it, you know, it's yeah. Really cool, like, mm-hmm. Even though it is a myth, you know,
but, yeah. Spoiler alert for anyone who did believe in Santa, yeah. And came across this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so speaking of, you know, Christmas, New Year's is coming up, so what are you looking forward to the new year 2021?
Yeah, for me, like, I have a lot of things. I feel like, you know, the first thing we all want is to, like, erase COVID away from our lives. Like,
it can happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the new year doesn't mean, like, COVID's gone.
Yeah, like honestly, like I hope it gets better soon and we're able to actually go to school and see our friends in person and, you know, hang out with our families. I want to really go to the beach. The beach.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in such a long time.
Huh?
I haven't seen you in such a long time.
I know, same. Yeah, exactly. It's almost a year.
Yeah,
it's been a year. And like, you know, I've only seen Mega like through virtual like call. But we've never ever seen each other in person because, you know, it's COVID obviously. And like, I think you live far away, right? You live in.
Yeah,
like,
I also, yeah, we all
like, live. You're like far too, like, I guess 30 minutes or 20 minutes or something. I think 30 minutes.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty long, but like that too. And like every year we usually have like this, we all have our families. You know, we have this family, huge family gathering. Like, so many, like 60 families come over. I don't know, even more than that. Well, and like actually celebrate our Indian Hindu festival every year. And like for New Year also, we actually hang out. And so for this year, I'm kind of sad because of COVID. You know, I can't see Meg, I can't see my friends. And we made a lot of friends there. And so that's just one thing, I guess, that I'm really missing. I miss you, Mega.
Like, yeah, same.
And like another thing is attending concerts. I feel like concerts have changed so much due to COVID. Like I've seen, you know, Johnny Orlando, he did a concert virtually and I think he went on tour too, like during COVID. I don't know, I might be wrong.
Probably some like online tour thing.
Yeah, probably it's online, but he actually went state to state. Like that was true. He went to India, he went to USA, he went to like some others, to Europe. Like he went to, it was like he was on tour. And it's remarkable because he's like 17 years old and it's like, wow, that's like talent there. So I feel like concerts have changed so much this time because like everyone's doing virtual and you pay tickets online instead of going in person. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like concerts is like a way to like escape your reality and like have fun. Even though I personally haven't been to a concert, I would love to go on. Mm-hmm. And like the first concert I would ever go to is Why Don't We. Before it was like Billie Eilish, just the normal singers, you know, but Why Don't We, Mega got me so into it. And I was like, Why Don't We, if you're listening to this, you know, we both love you guys so much. Like, you guys have like grown over like the past few years, like what, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's been amazing. Like their new songs, and I'm so excited for the Good Times and the Bad Ones album coming out in January 15th.
Yeah, I'm also really excited. I've always wanted to go to a concert. I think last year around summer, I was actually, you know, like looking at tickets to go, but it didn't happen because of this. But so, yeah, after all this is over, I'm really excited. I want to attend some more.
Yeah, I really want to go with Mega after COVID's over. I already promised like myself that I will go with Mega for sure to a Why Don't We concert. Cause I literally love them so, like literally I watch concert videos on YouTube and stuff because the concerts are so like, it's breathtaking just to see them like on stage. It's like if I was there near them, like, oh my god. But yeah, who's your favorite member from the band?
Daniel Seavey.
yes.
My favorite.
Yeah, I don't think Why Don't We is gonna even like watch this YouTube video or like this, listen to this episode, but you know, like, yeah, I've seen so many edits. Daniel C is my actual favorite one. And Jack and Corbin is really good. And Jonah and Zach, who did I miss? I missed someone? No, I don't think.
No,
I
didn't miss anyone.
Okay, yeah, there you go. But yeah, everyone is equally, like, I feel like they're all special in their own way.
Everyone.
I just love them throughout. Like, but like most, I would say the one I love most is Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone has their own unique voice. I think that's the thing. That's why they like fit so well together. Their voices are like, when they sing together, it fits so
perfectly. It's harmony. Like, I literally feel like I'm there with them. Like, that's how amazing. To be honest, Why Don't We isn't for everyone. Like, these days, it's all about, I feel like K-pop is the most common one I'm seeing right now. All my friends listen to them. And when I talked about Why Don't We to them, they're just like, oh, like we're okay. I only like 3 songs.
Everyone has different tastes in music.
Yeah, everyone has different tastes. And to be honest, like, Why Don't We, like, I actually found them in 2016. And then like, I listened to them on the radio and I was really curious, you know, who's saying this? Cause sometimes it doesn't show up on the radio station for some reason. It wasn't working. Like the name or the singer won't pop up. And that time they were popular, but like they weren't as that popular as they are now. I feel like their whole, okay, so when they posted a music video in one day, it's like in one day there's like a million views. So I feel like they are getting popular as time goes by.
Yeah, for sure. Like they got more popular than last year.
Yeah.
I got into them like 2 years ago almost. Yeah. And they definitely grew so much.
Yeah, I just got into them so much like this year and because of quarantine. Like,
you remind me of my younger self when I was right into them.
I usually don't obsess this much, but I don't know what got into me, but like
it's
I think like I feel like Jack, like, you know, they're all like talk, like their songs is all about their personal lives and their personal problems, and that's why I'm really looking forward to 2021, because I really want to listen to their album too, because I feel like it will speak a lot to us and it will show us like what they went through, and it will really help us to when we progress through life. So yeah. And I love the album name.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Whoever came up with the name of the band, props to you, because it's amazing. The Good Times and the Bad Ones is a great way to describe 2020 and 2021.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
So speaking of 2020, you know, 2020 has been a rough year for all of us. And, you know, I feel like most people like kind of focus on the bad times. And we've actually talked about in a previous episode about 2020 and how mental health is impacting us and a lot of other things. And yeah, so I wanted to ask you, Mega, so since people focus more on the bad moments of 2020, I feel like there are good times too. So what are some ways to spread positivity?
Yeah, so I think in times when times are really harsh and when it's really stressful, I think it's the most important time to spread positivity. You know, just making someone happy, just doing a small, simple thing might make their whole day. You have no idea what they've gone through. So like giving like a small compliment to someone may like, you know, save their life or like, you know, make them happy for the whole rest of their day or something. So we just want to give some, you know, tips or like a different types of advice on ways to spread positivity.
Yeah, like I feel like social media has had a lot of hate. Specifically, one I've seen close is Why Don't We, and there's been a lot of hate. Like, I'm joking. I'm pretty sure in other bands, not just them specifically, but like it's that band, because I got so into it. Like, I kind of know now, like, what are they going through? And like a lot of like, I feel like a lot of celebrities, they have a lot of hate accounts, and I feel like it's, you know, it's not good. And like, you know, I feel like we should just mind our own business. Like, why bother to look in their business? Like, let them live the way they want to live. Like, I feel
like it's not just them. I think like everyone, like,
yeah, everyone, exactly. Yeah.
Cancel culture now. Like, people are just canceling other people for, you know, maybe just the smallest reason. It doesn't even make sense, and people are getting too much hate.
Yeah, not specifically Why Don't We. I'm really talking about in general, like all celebrities, you know, role models, influencers.
Not even celebrities, just normal people.
Normal people, exactly. And I feel like, you know, cyberbullying, you know, I'm pretty sure it's still common today. Like, it was common when I was like in junior high. It was really common back then, and I feel like it's still common today too, because we are literally at home and there's a lot of things that can go wrong online, and internet is a dangerous place. Mm-hmm. And you have to find out, you just have to know when to use it, you know, appropriately and efficiently. So the smallest act of kindness help, because like, you know, it really does make a huge impact on another person's life. Like, just say like, oh, very pretty, or like really nice, like that really helps someone. Like, yeah, probably they are bad. Like, let's say I'm gonna give a hypothetical scenario or just a personal experience. Like, I saw someone singing and I thought like, oh yeah, maybe she's singing so bad, but like I saw so many comments is like, oh, go die. Like, it's so deep. Like, go die. Like, go somewhere. Like, don't even live. And like, that is so deep. At least like say tips to improve. Like, you know, like ask them like, okay, comment like, okay, you know, I feel like, you know, maybe your singing is really beautiful, but you know, these are some areas that you can work on. And that really does help. Like, that's not, so the person, let's say the YouTuber, sees that comment, it's like, okay, I'll try to work on it, instead of being like really hurt from that comment. Like, say it positively, but not, you know, negatively.
Yeah. So
that really helps. And like checking up on someone is a really important way to, you know, like, to keep friendships. I feel like in today's era, like because of quarantine, like I've actually realized who are my true friends, because, you know, I'm in this friend group with like about 10 people. And, you know, when we were in school, we all hung out together in like lunch. We hung out together, like, you know, in just in general, like the whole day. And like, I actually didn't have that much communication. I still said like, hi, hello, you know, just kind of regular conversation. It was like too deep or anything. But like, because of quarantine, I kind of realized who are my true friends. And if you guys are listening to this, the people, you know, now I'm not going to name any names, obviously, but, you know, if you guys are listening to this, you know, might as well listen to my, you know, rant, okay? So basically, like, I feel like quarantine gave us a test of who are your true friends, like the test of friendship. And like, they kind of showed me like their true colors, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I've actually found 4 amazing friends, like they're actually there for me. All my other friends are all fake, I would say. They're not really checking up on me, or they're just using me. And I feel like, you know, I don't need those types of friends. And I feel like friendships have really changed because we are all on like technology. We're all on our phones, texting each other, not really making efficient communication, because like a lot of other people can have like problems. Like, oh, you left me on red. Oh, that's a huge problem. I can't believe you didn't text me like in a second or like in a minute or in a few hours. Where were you? That's like pressuring someone. And I feel like that type of friendships are like really toxic. And I feel like a lot of friendships have changed because of quarantine and like because of social media and like how they act on there. But yeah, what are your thoughts, Mega? Sorry, that was so long.
No, that you made some really good points. So I think it's really important of what you said. Yeah, I'm just going to add on what you said, I guess. You know, I think it's important for people to check on other people, because that's one way to spread positivity. You know, check on your friends and like make sure they're doing okay. Just like text them hello, even like you say, like, how are you doing? You know, that can be a huge impact on people. You know, you even say, you know, smiling at someone, you know, I mean, obviously we have our masks now, so we can't really smile, but like maybe, you know, when you like call someone, you know, just like smile to them or anything like that would be very helpful.
Like, and make someone's day, like just smile and don't give a grumpy face, because, you know, COVID has really changed everyone's lives. And like, you know, we've always been like sad, like, oh, COVID, when is COVID gonna end? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you need a smile, like, bro, just, you know, everything will be okay in the end.
Yeah. And like going back to what Warshi said about the negativity, I think it's also important for people to keep in their negative thoughts. I think
keep it
to yourself. Like, as Warshi said, just like make comments that are not that negative, you know, make comments to help people to improve, rather than, you know, giving death threats or whatever. Like, that's not okay, you know?
Like, that is not okay.
Exactly.
Like,
so just keep your negative thoughts in.
Yeah, like, not make hate accounts. Please do not make hate accounts on social media, because that is not a way to grab attention of someone, like some celebrity or someone else. Please do not do that, because
all they want is attention, basically, you know.
Yeah, it's not doing anything but attention by hurting someone's feelings or hurting them emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
It really can change them, and like, you do not know what they would do in the end of the day. And like, I've known like a lot of in the K-pop industry, in the film industry of Korea, like I've seen a lot of I don't know, there was this Korean singer in some music industry, right? And she actually killed herself. She did suicide because she went through cyberbullying, like, online. And people were saying how she was so stupid, she looks ugly, oh, you have no life. Like, okay, that is not even what happened, really. It was because of, like, she literally said, so she came on Instagram one day, and she told the exact truth what really happened, but people were just making rumors and like false accusations against her. And she was like, that's not what had happened. And she was crying on the live. And then one day later, like, the police go out to the house, and then she's literally on the ground, like, dead. And I just looked at that and I'm just like, oh my God, like, bro, like, come on. And then the fans were just all like, crying and being sad. I'm like, you guys did, you literally, you already ruined her life. Like, you can't like change anything anymore. Like, but yeah. So I feel that's just one experience. What's personal experience I found out, like, that I knew about.
But. Yeah, exactly. So this is why we want to spread more positivity.
Spread positivity. Like, it's important.
Anything, just literally anything nice. You can just say like good morning. That's a way of spreading positivity. So yeah. I think going forward to 2021, especially with the virus, I think we need to spread more positivity, because 2020 got a lot of hate. People got so much hate.
Yeah, we've had a lot of Black Lives Matter movement. You know, that's a positive thing that happened.
There are good things about 2020. So I think we have to, you know, continue that and add more positivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wanted to shift gears on towards entertainment. So we've been recently watching like K-dramas. I don't know if you guys know, but K-dramas is basically Korean dramas. It's literally TV shows like we generally watch in the day-to-day life. Like, you know, Jessie, same thing, K-drama,
yeah.
You know, reality TV show. And we've got into a really good TV show called True Beauty. And Mega, do you want to say some thoughts about it?
Yeah, so True Beauty, like, okay, first of all, I want to say, like, I wasn't a fan of K-drama. Like, I wouldn't watch K-drama. Like, I know people who did, and I was like, you know, that's not my thing. And then literally I had nothing to watch, you know, like, because I watched everything, you know, good on Netflix, and like been watching like old YouTube videos, and Marsha just recommended, like, oh, why don't you start True Beauty? It's a K-drama. And like, you know, I was hesitant at first. I'm like, I don't know, it's gonna be my thing. But then I watched it and I'm like, oh my god, this is so funny. This is so I got hooked to it. Like, it was so good, it was so funny. And it also gives like a really important message that as we were saying before about spreading positivity, this show is about, you know, beauty, and how it talks about how we have such a high standards of beauty that, you know, people who think they have ugly faces, and, you know, other people bully them for that. And this show spreads that message about how this one girl, you know, has an ugly face, and their schoolmates are, you know, bullying them, and she has to wear makeup now to hide herself so she can be pretty and so she can blend in with her school friends. And I think, you know, it's really sad, and that's why, you know, we need to spread more positivity. I keep on saying this over and over again, but like, it's a true fact, an important thing.
Yeah, I think everyone should watch this TV show, because it's not like, it is a rom-com and stuff, but like, I don't think it's like too romance. It's like, you know, the average level of romance. It's not like too much of romance, mm-hmm. too much of love. But like, I kind of like the TV show because it talks about the beauty standards and how they're very high in Korea. And, you know, even today, not even specifically Korea, but even, you know, USA, like mm-hmm. everywhere you go, so many religions and cultures, mm-hmm. so super high, like all the standards are super high. You have to wear makeup. And so this show kind of talks about this girl who is living, like who is born basically ugly. That's what they kind of identify in the show, but I don't think it's ugly.
She looks awesome.
Like, she looks nice. Like, I would kind of just be comfortable with my face and I wouldn't change it. Mm-hmm. And like, she has done it, so parents like, oh, and her parents won't allow her to do plastic surgery to look pretty and stuff. And so one day she scrolls through her social media, like, it's kind of like something like Instagram similar to that, and, you know, a lot of people were commenting like, oh, put makeup on. And she was like, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. And so she watches tutorials on it, and she learns how to put like good makeup on. And finally that one day comes when she's like a super pretty, like a model, literally. She looks so different. And so it's all about how she was living two lives, and then there's like two guys also, and they're like really popular, and like apparently they like her, right? And so she has to choose. But then so we're still watching the show, and you guys should be watching the show, so we don't really know what happens then.
A nice heartwarming show. I feel like it's good laughs. Like, I had so many good laughs.
It's really funny. Yeah, exactly.
It's an important message, and I think it's a really good show to watch.
Yeah.
Especially for those who, like, you know, like me, who have never watched K-drama before and like want to get into it, I suggest people watch True.
Yeah, like, to be honest, it's based on a webtoon. Webtoons were, I mean, they're still popular even today, but they were like really popular 1 year or 2 years ago, and it was based on a comic called True Beauty that was on Webtoon. I got so into it. It was like a show that I was watching. And so once I heard like last year, like, oh, they're making it into a TV show like you watch. And I was like, oh my God, that's so exciting. Because I actually couldn't read the rest of the Webtoon. So I forgot what happened in the end. But, you know, once I heard about the show announcement, it was airing next year. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I would love to watch it. You know, work with that coming to real life. Mm-hmm. And so those, I really thank them for doing that, and they released it, you know, during this time period, because it's a really nice way to relieve your stress and, like, you know,
for sure,
just focus on the show, like, mm-hmm. just leave everything behind, and it's just a way to escape your reality again.
Mm-hmm. yeah well said yeah.
So yeah, that kind of concludes our episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, because it was a nice episode to kind of wrap up 2020, and I'm super excited what 2021 holds. And along with Megan and I, we thank all our listeners around the world for supporting and loving us. Follow at MVTalks2020 on Instagram for shout outs and requests. And we're actually going to rebrand our like whole like Instagram, give it a new theme. So make sure to check it out.
Yeah, we're planning to
update in a few days.
Yeah, we're planning to update our whole thing, like whole Instagram, website, YouTube. So ready for 2021.
Yeah. And yeah, so thanks a lot for listening to our episode, and Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year to a new beginning and hopefully a prosperous future for 2021. And I hope 2021 does bring happiness and joy to all.
Yeah, so again, thank you so much for listening. You always give great feedback, and we really appreciate feedback. So yeah, and Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year. I hope you guys had a great break, I hope you guys have a great break, and I hope you all have a great 2021.
Yeah, and let us know in the comments if you like this episode, and if you want us to do more, please put it up in the comments.
Yeah, if you guys like more of the recording episodes, tell us.
So make sure to click the red subscribe button and turn on the notification bell icon every time we upload a brand new video or episode.
Yeah, you'll get it. Always remember to stay safe and positive.
Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Mega.
Signing off.